Why wouldn't you want your kids to follow in your footsteps? All right, it's the Morning Mess, Joey Boy.
It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
I had dreams of yesteryear of, especially with JoJo. When I had JoJo, he's 21, turning 22. I just thought he would be in radio. I live, breathe, eat radio. Like, my whole life, I've been in radio. So when I had JoJo, he was the first one that I had the bit JoJo on film. JoJo was 4 years old doing movies like what we do at 7:50 with my 11-year-old, Cruz. And I know within the next year, we'll probably do Gia on film.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old little girl. It's a family business. And I thought JoJo would be in radio. Now, JoJo does, my oldest, 21 years of age, does promotions. But I can tell his passion's not radio. So people are in his ear. They're always in my ear. It's kind of like a LeBron Bronny thing, you know? Like, you think he's going to fall in the footsteps. And I don't think it's fair to my son, JoJo, that they compare him and I. And I just don't see it. I don't think. But I don't know, guys, if I want my kids to follow in my footsteps because radio is so tough, unstable. You don't get paid what you should be. Like, I know for a fact, behind the scenes, I know I probably should get paid double for what I do.
Uh-huh.
And I don't.
Yeah.
But I love radio. I'm living my dream. This is my passion. So I truly believe quality of life. And I love what I do. I love who I work with. And I love all the little perks that we get. So I don't know necessarily if I want maybe Cruz or Gia to follow in my footsteps of radio.
Now, when you say radio, I feel like you're also incorporating the entertainment industry as a whole.
No.
Or am I wrong?
You're wrong on the sense of, like, I discuss how Gia is trying out for a play. I would love Gia to be an actress.
Okay.
That's kind of the entertainment
business.
Okay,
so you're not eliminating the industry itself because it sounds like you're going like industry based.
No, it's radio.
Oh, okay.
Because it's so unstable and it's getting smaller and smaller. So I know that my kids would have to move away. It's very unlikely that they're going to get their first job here in Phoenix. If there's an opening in, say, Wichita, Kansas, and Gia came up to me like, "Dad, what do you think?" I was like, "Baby, you got to start sometimes in a smaller market and work your way up." And then my baby girl will have to leave me. And I've done 5-6 cities. JD, you've done 3?
I've done 3, yeah. But Joey, this is just not how it works anymore. These people have podcasts. You don't have to have one of these gigs in order to love radio. You can just have a podcast.
Podcast is not radio.
Ooh, that's a hot take.
It's not. Podcast is not radio. I'm talking about like what we do.
What radio, radio?
Radio, radio. Like what we do. Because you have to move markets. I'm talking about what we do.
Yeah, okay.
Now, we have a podcast. But OG radio, you have to go where the gig is at.
Sure.
And you get fired and formats change. It's a tough thing doing radio. And everyone that I know are holding on to their jobs because radio is really tough. It's getting smaller and smaller. And they'll have DJs on 40, 50 cities. So my thing is I would love my kids to love and do what I do. But at the same time, being dad, I just like to be a little stable and make good money.
Yeah, but you have the ins and outs and you know the behind the scenes, so you can actually give them the guidance in the game that somebody else wouldn't. So I'm a little surprised by your point here.
I wouldn't mind being a producer one day. If I got to produce one of my kids' shows, that'd be crazy.
That would be
drive
a full
nuts.
Circle moment.
Oh, it would be. Yeah!
Yeah, they would hate you, bro.
I don't have to be on air. I just be like, this is what you need to do because they could learn from my mistakes, but I don't know if I want my kids to follow in my footsteps. If one of them does want to be in radio, I'd be like, are you sure? This is tough. You have to have a thick skin.
Yeah.
You're going to be fired. You're going to have to relocate and move around the city, and you'll have to work with different corporations, and sometimes it's not too cool. It's a lot of drama, and I don't know.
Do you think it's the party aspect, too? Because I know you got down back in your day, so are you like, I don't want Gia or Cruz to follow in those footsteps? I know radio was different back then and you're hosting a lot more clubs, but
it's not the same.
Is that not the same?
This generation, God bless them. My son's 21. He doesn't party like I did or like JD did. I mean, my JD, we partied,
bro. We party. I mean, Joey did drugs for decades.
And now look at me. I'm fine.
He's not twitching or anything behind the board. He's fine.
One of those kids I had was based on drugs. Yeah, it's just a different generation, which I love. Because this generation, and I don't know, in 8-9 years, if drugs will even be a thing, God willing. But yeah, back in the days, we were drunk and hungover all the time through this radio thing. It's different. A lot of kids are like exercising and
eating vegetables.
Yeah, they don't really drink alcohol. And when you guys have kids, well, when Sienna, you have a kid, because that's going to be purposeful. And JD, if you made a mistake, would you want your kids to follow in your footsteps?
Of radio. Okay, so I don't know. I'm on both sides. The reason I wouldn't want them to is because for me specifically, I'm just thinking if I had a daughter hypothetically, it is as a woman, just for me personally, of like so hard with appearance. So for me, if I have a zit or if I feel like I'm bloated, I'm constantly thinking about it. I don't know if I've ever told you guys that, but like when we have an interview, I sit perfectly straight up because I don't want to have like anything hanging over my jeans or my skirt. I like have perfect posture and I want to make sure the lighting's on me perfectly. It's just these constant things of like, does it look okay? Do I look good? Will someone say something online or whatever the case may be? And our listeners are very good. They don't pick me apart like that. It's just my brain. And then with D-backs too, being on a big screen constantly throughout the game, I'm like, do I look sweaty up there or does my hair look fine? So it's that constant just always wanting to look good. So if I had a little girl, I don't want her to have just those constant worries and just always picking herself apart, especially in this industry where you have to feel like you look perfect.
Yes.
So, because there's days where I'm like, ooh, dang, yeah, I do look a little hungover on camera, but like no one knows that. And for me, I'm like, dang, I should have not ate hot Cheetos last night. Or you know what I mean? Like, it's just so hard as a woman.
You're
for
so
me
in your head. I've never, I don't. If you were out to studio, I would say this. I've never seen Sienna not look good on camera.
I know.
Ever.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Ever. Like, you always look great. I live through you because your excitement of all this.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I try not to get lost in what's in my head, too. But yeah, it's just, I think, a womanly thing.
Okay.
And
that's fair. Very fair.
Yeah, that's very, very fair. JD, if you made a mistake and you had a child, would you want them to do radio?
Yeah, I think I'd have no problem with it. I've seen all sides of the industry, and I think I would just be more, like, worried, I guess, of that they would go down the path of partying and thinking that that's the cool and just seeing the benefits and not the hard work that goes.
Right.
Because there is a tedious part to every job, and there's a very tedious part to make this look easy.
Yes.
So my only concern, and maybe the reason why I'll lean no, is because I was lucky enough to not think like party first. I was like paycheck first over party.
Yeah.
And I don't think these days kids would.
And also, you're a big advocate, and I commend JD of your mental during radio.
Yes, yeah.
It takes a toll on you.
It really does. Like, yeah, I mean, when you go home, you're tired of talking, and so I can understand why you just want to be quiet. I mean, so there is a mental side of it, too, and a physical side.
Yeah.
So, I'm like 51-49, no.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Damn. All right, so call in 602-805-0101. Why don't you want your child to follow in your footsteps of your career, whatever you do? Call in. Share the why nots. Okay.